says 8:30. Yep.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you all are doing well. The Committee on Agriculture will now come to order. Evan, would you please call the roll?
Chair Collins.
Yes, I'm here.
Vice Chair Boyd.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Roussan.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much, Evan. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Simon.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator Simon. Please remember to silence all electronic devices, and anybody wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. All right, if you'll go ahead and take up tab one, we're going to do Senate Bill 660 on public records and animal shelters by the one and only Senator Nick DeSigley. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Senators. Senate Bill 660 will protect the personal identifying information of people who adopt animals from public shelters. Currently, Florida's broad public records law requires the release of this information, which has resulted in numerous cases of harassment and intimidation of pet owners, as well as humane societies, rescue groups, and their volunteers. Criminal activity has resulted in some of the cases as well. In some of the more extreme cases, people have been attacked and animals have been stolen. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator DeSigley. Are there any questions on the bill? Senator Berman, go ahead.
Thank you. So I have spoken extensively with some people about this bill, but I am concerned about the people who were the prior owners, and I guess those are the ones who are involved in some of the attacks and things like that. So could you expand upon what we're doing to make sure that the prior owners have full knowledge and opportunity to give up the animals before they are at the point where they're readopted?
Go ahead and go back and forth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator, for that question. You know, this bill, you know, actually is trying to solve a problem. And that problem, as I laid out in the explanation of the bill, is that, you know, there have been situations where, you know, folks go to, you know, county animal adoption shelter, center, whatever the case might be, and they adopt an animal, say the animal's 1-2 years old, whatever, and then because their private information, their name, their address is public information, some of these former owners who gave up these animals for adoption come back and in many cases intimidate that new owner. And so, you know, this bill is trying to protect that new owner from being harassed, from being in a potentially dangerous situation. And so I think, you know, like anything else, there's a personal responsibility here of an individual who has a pet and decides to give that animal up for adoption. They have to understand that, you know, if this law were to get passed, that they would not be able to get that information of that the new pet owner for all the obvious reasons that I laid out here.
Further question? Yeah, thank you. Is there any kind of standardized process to ensure that the actual adopters don't have a record of animal abuse? Are we doing that also?
This bill does not address that.
Okay, and final question. How widespread is this problem?
It's a great question. I've heard, you know, through folks in this process that there's been some instances, but, you know, I ran this bill last session, and so over the summer I had a few folks in my own district come and say, I really appreciate you running that bill. I've had this particular situation where, you know, the individual came to the home unannounced, unexpected. This family had a couple children, and, you know, it's a very intimidating thing,
sure,
when, you know, someone knocks on your door and says, hey, I want my dog back or a cat back or whatever the case might be.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Are there any further questions? Yeah. All right. No further questions. We do have a few appearance forms on this. We have Mr. Greg Weiss speaking for. Mr. Weiss, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Collins. Good morning, Senators. My name is Greg Weiss. I'm Palm Beach County Commissioner for District 2, and delighted to be with you this morning speaking in support of this bill. And in listening to the questions from Senator Berman, what's happened in our shelter, and at times we've had to, not only are animals surrendered, but at times animals have to be removed from homes where they're not properly cared for or abused. And we've had situations where those folks have gone after the people that ultimately adopt these animals and try and provide a good, safe home for them. And because of the public records laws, it becomes public, and they end up at the homes of these folks who are only trying to do the right thing. And look, I think we all support Florida's public records laws. I mean, they're great. But in this case, unfortunately, people are using the public records to go after people who are only trying to do the right thing on behalf of these animals. So really asking you all in the committee to support this bill, and let's move it forward and protect the families that are doing the right thing to adopt these animals and keep these animals safe in Florida. So thank you.
All right, thank you. We have several people waving in support. Jen Hobgood, waving in support. Thank you. We have Gerard O'Rourke from Palm Beach County. Thank you. And we have Diana Ferguson, Florida Animal Control Association. Thank you so much. Is there any debate on the bill? Go ahead, Senator Berman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as many of you know, I am a very big First Amendment supporter, and we continue to chip away on the public records exemption, so I always am really concerned when we do it. But I did vote for this bill last year. I'm going to vote for this bill again this year. Because I understand, and especially I've heard the reasons of my mayor. So you're lucky you have Palm Beach County days and up here today. And I do think, I don't want the new owners to be abused. And I think for that reason, I'm going to be supporting the bill. Thank you.
Any further debate? Senator Sigley, I like this bill, because in the end, it's personal responsibility and accountability, right? If you lose a dog due to your own neglect, and it's taken away, you have no right to attack or threaten people when they take that dog and give it a safe home. And if you give it up, there are no backsies, right, in the language of our youth, right? So I appreciate this very good bill. And you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, I think the commissioner, I appreciate you, your comments. I think he pretty much laid out why this is actual, solid legislation, and thank you as well for helping me close. So thank you. I ask for your favorable support.
Evan, would you please call the roll on SB 660?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Boyd?
Yes.
Chair Collins?
Yes. By your vote, SB 660 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, with that, I'm going to hand the gavel, I guess, right, the floor over here to my good friend, Senator Boyd, and I'm going to pick up something else. Senator Boyd?
Thank you, Chair. And so we will take up tab two, SPB 7026, by Senator Collins. You are recognized to present your bill.
All right. Thank you, Chair Boyd. SPB 7026, Agriculture and Aquaculture Producers Natural Disaster Recovery Loan Program, was established in 2023 to grant loans up to $500,000 to ag and aquaculture producers that have experienced damage or destruction from a declared natural disaster to restore, repair, remove, or replace essential property and debris. This bill creates a public record exemption for those receiving assistance through the loan program to protect their tax returns, credit history, information, credit reports, and credit scores. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? We have questions. Yes, Senator Berman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are there current public records exemptions for this information in similar programs, such as the Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program under the Department of Commerce?
Could you come up to the microphone, please, and so we can get you on record, and tell us your name and your organization? Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Chair. My name is Isabel Garbarino. I am the Legislative Affairs Director with the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Thank you for your question, Senator. I am happy to get that squared away with you and back to you today. I do not have that on me at this moment.
Okay. So one of the things about a public records exemption is it has to be narrowly tailored. Can you explain to me why you think this one is narrowly tailored?
You want
myself?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
This one makes sure that we are protecting our agricultural consumers and producers as well. They were hit very hard by Hurricane Idalia in ways that most of us here have not felt, to be quite honest. I definitely have not. So we are ensuring that they have the available resources to get back on their feet and getting back to producing and keeping our food supply ready in our state and our nation too.
Why does protecting their information help them get back on their feet more?
As with anything, Senator, and back to your previous question, I'm happy to get back with you
okay.
in your office
thank
later
you.
Today.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, we do have some appearance cards. We have Mr. Jim Spratt with Florida Ag Coalition waving in support in absence. I'll tell Mr. Spratt I said that. We have Trip Hunter with Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association waving in support. There we go. We have Isabel Gabarino, she was just here, with FDACS, waving in support. And we have Andrew Walmsley with Farm Bureau waving in support. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak on that? I think that's everybody in the room. Okay.
Yeah, we made it.
Probably nobody else ready to speak. Thank you. Seeing no further appearance cards or requests to speak, we will move to debate on the bill. Is there debate? Yes, Senator Berman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as I mentioned in my previous debate, I am a big supporter of the First Amendment and our public records law in the state of Florida. And I do think it's really important that there's narrowly tailored and that there's a compelling reason why we have to do this. And I haven't heard any particular reason that the agriculture or the aquaculture producers need to have this information protected any more than any other small business owners. And I believe under, for instance, that Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program in the Department of Commerce, that information is not protected. So I am going to be voting no on this bill today. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in debate? Seeing no further debate, Senator Collins moves that SB 7026 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing no objection, show that motion adopted. And with no further debate, please call the roll 11 on SPB 7026.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
No.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Chair Boyd?
Yes. And by your vote, show SPB 7026 will be reported favorably as a committee bill. Thank you, and I will turn the meeting back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Senator Boyd. I do appreciate that. We don't have anybody who missed any votes. So with that, I'm going to say Senator Boyd moves that we adjourn. I don't see any objections. Seeing none, Evan, I think you won the guest there. We are adjourned.